Right across regional Australia, Tony Leonard with Terry Wallace, Tom Bell from the Carlton Football Club to join us in but a matter of moments. We've spoken with Billy Stretch. What a delightful young man that chat was.
Oh, no doubt.
And
great.
The excitement is still there 24 hours on. I'm sure the same will be the same with Tom, who was wonderful with his run and his dare for Carlton. We will also do footy golf. We will catch up with Mark Allen, speaking real golf, and Jack McRae will join us at the end of the program. But at 7:08, let's not muck about, because this was one for the ages. And a young man who's worked his way from rookie elevation to really being a serious part of the Carlton Football Club engine room. From Morningside in Queensland, he is now at Carlton doing brilliantly for them. Tom Bell joins us. Tony Leonard here, Tom, with Terry Wallace. As we start off our conversation with Billy Stretch, all we can say is well done, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, just, again, your thoughts as they kept pushing and Carlton kept resisting. Did you think this is the one you would get over the line, given the fact that Adelaide got you right at the very last a fortnight previous?
Yeah, look, we were quite confident coming into the game. We had a good week on the track, so... Yeah, as I said, we were confident, and look, the results showed.
Before Terry has a chat with you, something that fascinates me, you've got a fantastic physique, it's strong, but you are so quick. Were you a schoolboy athlete or schoolboy star athlete at all? Because your ability to go from over the first 3 to 5 minutes, break a tackle and then run away is really such a significant part of your game.
Yeah, look, I used to do a little bit of athletics back in the day at school, but I can't say I was ever the quickest over a short period. I was more long distance was my sort of event. So I think that's something definitely that I've tried to evolve in my game and bring into my game. So I think that that definitely helps me run out the quarters and even run out the second half in game.
Tom, we'll stay with your part of your game. First up, you've been doing what you're doing now at AFL level, at VFL level, for quite some time. I've watched quite a few of your games at VFL level, and you pretty much were controlling it through the middle of the ground. What's given you the confidence to be able to take what you were doing at that level and be able to now do it on a regular basis at senior level?
Yeah, look, a goal of mine coming into this season was just to get some consistency in my game. I got a few games under my belt, in a row at the end of last year, which was nice. So I sort of just, focused on that this year, and I was lucky enough to get a few early games with Mick at the start of the season. So I'm just taking things week by week. I'm very clear of my role at the moment. So that's obviously putting me in good stead.
You get to 29 points up. You look like you've just about got control of the game, and then all of a sudden they got their run back. I mean, you had restricted them with their running ability for most of the game, but all of a sudden they got to overlap and overflow. Was it difficult to hang on at that stage, or did you change anything up?
Look, we know Port are a very strong side. We've seen a few of their performances this year where they do come back strong at the contest and everything like that. I think for us, we kind of just shied away from the way we were playing. We sort of went into our shells a little bit, and that's where they kind of took advantage of us and, came back within the small margin that it was.
I was watching with a lot of interest myself, Tom, because it was actually my son that called the dead ball that ended up getting touched. So I had an invested interest in the game. But, look, you had some heroics right towards the end, and I thought Sam Doherty with that tackle in the middle of the ground was game-saving, and then he ended up taking that final mark as well, but there were big moments in the game.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we know Doherty has had an outstanding year so far. So, you can't just pin it on that one thing. We had some amazing tackles by Troy Menzel, and even look at our young guys like Paddy Cripps and Dylan Buckley, who are starting to really stand up and come into their own. So, you can't just put on that one little thing, but, it was a whole team effort. it definitely makes coming into work on Monday a lot easier with a win.
The other boy that we spoke about earlier in the night is Nick Graham. Just seems like just the opportunity has been presented to him. Every time I seem to see him play, which wasn't often, he had the subs vest on and struggled to get any time on the ground. But now that he's been given a little bit of confidence, he's playing some pretty good footy.
Yeah, Nick, he had a bit of a tough run breaking into the side. Like, he was, I think he was sub a couple of times, then went back to the VFL and had some outstanding games there. But I'm really close with Nick, so I'm absolutely rapt to see good old Nicky Graham get a few games under his belt. And he seems to be really relishing the opportunity and making the most of it.
And decision-making player too. That was the other one. Really clever with the football. Knew when to go long, short. He was terrific. Hey, just Tom, who spotted you up in Queensland, and where did your love of Aussie rules come from?
Yeah, I actually started off playing a bit of soccer. So it wasn't until late my primary school days where I had a few friends move up from Victoria, and they sort of brought me across to the local club at Morningside.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of just evolved from there. Like, I had a few years playing for Morningside, didn't really think too much of football. And then, John Blair gave me the opportunity to play senior football for Morningside, and it kind of just went from there. And I think I had one breakout game in the final series, and actually saw one of the Carlton recruiters taking a photo of me on the boundary line. So, kind of before you know it, I was down in Melbourne and, playing for a very prestigious club, which is in Carlton.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful. The unbridled joy that a club has when you have a win like that, how good. Just try and take us into your inner soul, Tom. How good was it singing the song?
Oh, look, it's, we were definitely due. I think over the past few weeks, you've seen that our effort has really lifted.
No doubt.
Our intensity has definitely lifted. So, look, that's something we're really focusing on. Look, it's good to finally get that hard work to pay off, but then again, we are 2-9, so we can't be too happy with that. Where our full focus is on Gold Coast this week now, so the boys are looking forward to having another crack out there on Sunday afternoon.
Of course, but AFL 360 starts in 15 minutes' time. You just might want to tune in and relive one or two of those happy moments. Who was of all the players there, of the coaches that were there, even the staff? Pinpoint one person that this win meant the most to, just through your eyes.
It was great to get a win under Johnny Barker, straight up. Like, I mean, he's really taken over the reins, and I think all the boys are really enjoying being coached under Barks for the time being. So, I could tell Barks was completely rat with it, and let's hope we can get another one this weekend.
Tommy, just the flip side of that, how difficult was it when everyone's under so much pressure at the football club, when you know that, you know, any minute the coach is going to get the sack and no one knows what's really going on, you've got cameras in your face all the time, versus now, just, you know, you just go back to training and it's just normal, you know, normal footy club. How hard was it?
Yeah, look, it's obviously something that you don't get in football all the time. Your coach going mid-year and then probably your star player leaving 2 weeks after which was quite unlucky. But it's great how the boys have been responding to that. I mean, everyone seems to be really enjoying their football, and look, we're focusing on it week to week, and as I said, we're looking forward to this week and getting stuck in the Gold Coast.
Hey Tom, what do you learn about the game week to week?
What do I learn about?
The game, you've got to pick something up. A young player has to pick it, even if it's just the tiniest, merest thing. Do you pick up something week on week?
Yeah, look, I think each week, for me, it's just getting used to the tempo of the game. Like, as you said earlier, I've been in and out of the side. Like, I've played a few VFL games here and there. And look, it's just the tempo, like just staying composed under those tricky situations. Like, obviously, on the weekend when we were 4 points down and it was inside their back 50. So I think, composure and tempo of the footy is huge.
One of the most unproven stats, Tom, in football is this. First to 100 generally wins.
I've actually heard that. I've heard that before.
Yeah, Gotta say, don't let Dermot Brereton say he's the architect. He's been around a little bit before that, as most Dermot things are. Yeah, first to 100, and it was sorely tested on the weekend, but your mighty team stood firm. It was a pleasure to be there covering the game. Well done to you, Tom, and your teammates. And I suppose it's just a matter of readying yourself for the next challenge. So thanks for having a chat with us this evening.
No worries, guys.
Hey, Ripper, good on you. Tom Bell from the Carlton Football Club. And there is living proof. You just, he and Nick Graham and a couple of others play up. Give them the opportunity. Find out one way or the other.
Well, I just kept watching him play at VFL level. As I said, I was only following my son around to watch him umpire his games. And I kept seeing him, and he was nearly best on the ground every time I went and saw him, and thought, surely with that body size that we're all looking for now, to be able to step up into the middle of the ground, surely you can do it.
You can farewell Carlton fans. You can farewell Chris Judd, round 21 against Melbourne. Isn't that going to be some sort of a stoush now, given the events of the weekend?
My word.
He'll do a lap of honour. It's the Blues' final home game of the year, and you get to farewell a champion of the game.